Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Soldier Boy, crank that. Hello, this is Radio 1. Right, it's 4:18. I've got Hot Chip, that brilliant tune, ready for the floor, and I'm going to play you Nickelback before 4:30. Right, you know how sometimes, Laura, random things just appear in my house?
Like that strange fish thing?
Yeah, the fish that appeared in a tank one weekend when I was away doing student gigs.
And it's still there.
Yeah, we're supposed to be looking after it, apparently. Well, there's more now. We're supposed to be looking after them for my flatmate's sister, who's abroad at the moment. But they've been living there for about 8 months now.
And it hasn't killed you yet, because that's what you're worried about.
I know, there's more, because my flatmate's girlfriend has decided that one is lonely on its own, so we have to buy another one. So I've got two axolotls now, whatever they are, they look scary. And there's also two goldfish who've got really fat. Anyway, so they appeared one weekend.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks ago, you know on my landing bit where that table football is? You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right, before you go into my room.
Yeah. Hey? Yes, my darling.
Right. No, it's nothing like that, listeners. She has been in my room before, but not in that way.
With Yvette Fiat? No, not Yvette. Anthea Turner.
Yeah, I wasn't even there. You broke in.
Yeah.
Anyway, a telescope has appeared on that landing bit. You know where it kind of looks out and you can see outside? Yeah. Right, walking past last night, I thought, okay, I'm going to have a look through this. And it is... Guess what?
What?
It is... It's facing the neighbour's house opposite in the upstairs bedroom area. It's looking straight through their window.
You're such a pervert.
It's not me.
It blatantly
no,
is
it's,
you.
Seriously, it's yeah, not
blame
me.
Blame your flatmate. Mm-hmm. Who no. else is it going to be your
why
cleaner?
Why would I have a telescope?
Well, it's not the cleaner. Who else has got access to the house?
My flatmate?
Your flatmate? No, it's not him.
Right. Well, how do you know it's
he's
not him?
He's attached. He's got a nice girlfriend.
It might be his girlfriend.
A peeping Tom.
Actually, she's quite into astrology and all that, so maybe that's what it is. That's a long shot, I think. But, I don't know.
Have you got any other members of staff that I don't know about, like the pool boy?
No, I haven't. I haven't got a pool, so why would I have a pool boy? I don't know why it's there, but it is kind of fixed on the neighbour's bedroom window upstairs.
Because, to be honest, how long... In North London, yeah, in your penthouse.
It's not a penthouse. Yeah.
How long would you actually spend looking at the stars? Because I don't think you'd probably be able to see much.
You can't really see stars in London, so...
Yeah, but so what's the first thing that you would look at? Aha, somebody's house.
Are you suggesting that I'm some kind of peeping Tom?
Yes.
Off the 70s?
Yes.
Do they still have them?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I've seen films with them in, where they like fall out of trees because they're looking too hard through the binoculars. Do they still have them in this day and age?
You can get into proper trouble for doing what
it's
you're
me.
Doing.
It's not me. Seriously, it's either me, which it isn't, my flatmate, my flatmate's girlfriend, or my cleaner. I don't.
It's you.
Why would I tell you this?
Tom.
Why would I tell you this on
pervert.
Air? If it was my telescope.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now.
Say it. I wouldn't go on air at 4:20 to the whole UK and go, oh, the telescope's just appeared in my house, if I didn't want you to know about it and therefore get to the bottom of why it's there, would I?
You
I would just carry on being a perv
have.
In the privacy
have.
Of my own home.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, I've got an email from Alfie in Peterborough. Hi, Alfie. He's got a problem. And who do you write to when you've got a problem? That's right. Hello. He writes, hi, Scott. Love the show. No one says that. How do I tell my girlfriend she has no discernible music talent whatsoever? She's determined to be a singer-songwriter, but frankly, she's awful. I have to smile and say things like, yeah, that's nice, or, yeah, really good song, when she plays her latest monstrosity. But the more I tell her she's good, the more she'll actually believe it. So do I just tell the truth? Truth is best, but what do you say?
I reckon you should tell the truth because she's going to audition for X Factor and embarrass herself.
Oh, God,
otherwise.
Yeah, and then it'll be out there for the whole country to see. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, right, let's think about this. Imagine you're Alfie's girlfriend, okay?
Right.
So this is the situation he's in right now, okay? There's some music for you.
Do you want me to sing?
Yes, please.
This is my face. I drink cups of tea. I went to the shop. Oh.
Just sing badly.
Covered in freckles.
Pumpkin soup. Oh,
smell like lemons.
Lemons.
Oh, she doesn't say lemon.
No. What did you think?
That was absolutely amazing. That you are so
really?
Brilliant. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
wow. Right. Okay, so that's the situation. That's the situation. Oh, sorry. Popped out there. that's the situation he's in at the moment. Now, imagine what happens if he actually does tell her that she's not any good, okay? Go on.
This is my face.
Can't you do someone else?
I'm so bitter.
Do someone else. Bitter.
Okay.
Bitter.
Okay.
Do someone else.
They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no. Valerie.
Tears are drying on their own.
Oh, yeah, back to black.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse. Camden.
Burning down.
What do you think?
Oh, that was rubbish.
What?
It was awful. That was, honestly, that was one of the worst things I've ever heard. Awful. The trouble is, he's not going to get any if he says that she's rubbish. That is a proper problem.
That's very true.
There's always the risk as well that she'll find someone else who's kind of prepared to lie and say that she's good, just so, you know.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Amazing news. The army have just been on. Now, I don't remember how we got to talking about this, but it was a few weeks, maybe even months ago now, where we were talking about me being Force's sweetheart. Do you remember? For the army?
Yeah.
How did we get on to talking about that?
Isn't Nell McAndrew a Force's sweetheart?
Yeah, there's loads of people.
Melinda Messenger.
Melinda Messenger's done it.
And now you.
But how did we start talking about that? I can't even remember.
Oh, I know. There was a caller who said he was a pilot, and they were all asking about something, and you reenacted Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was it about?
I can't remember.
Were all talking about something on the Scott Mills show anyway.
And then it got to the point where everyone was like, oh, you should come out and entertain the troops in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Well, they've been on. More on this in just a moment.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday, we do like to tell you about amazing inventions on this show, even if they are from the 70s and 80s. We were telling you about this toy, which I really want. Can you still get them? Do you think? They must be on eBay, surely.
I think somebody said yesterday that they managed to get one from eBay.
Oh,
so
can we get one?
Try and dig them out.
Also, you know, we're talking about the Hawaii chair, which makes you exercise in a hula-hula motion.
Yeah.
Whilst you're at your desk. I tried to buy one earlier for the office. You can only get them in America. So if any of our American friends are listening, over the pond, as they say, could you please let me know if maybe you'd be able to send me a Hawaii chair. I will pay you back. I've got like a 100%, you know, reliability rating.
Will they not just send one over? Can't
what,
you
Hawaii
pay
chair?
Postage and packaging?
Well, no, it costs like a few hundred dollars.
Or,
but I want one for the office.
If somebody's going on holiday to America,
yeah,
you can ask them to bring one back.
Yeah. If anyone's going to America soon, please get me a Hawaii chair. I will love you forever. I'll pay you, and I'll pay you the postage and packing. I don't know whether you won't get it back in your suitcase. So, please try and bring me one back because I love it. Anyway, we were talking about Mr. Microphone yesterday. If you've seen the episode of The Simpsons, Bart had one, but we found the original advert, and they are great.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift.
It's a Mr. Microphone.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing. On the radio.
Isn't that amazing? It's a microphone where you can talk on the radio. And if you're driving, let's say in a convertible, right? Mm. And you see a hot chick walking down the street, you just grab your Mr. Microphone and you go,
hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later.
And then you expect the girl to hang around until you come back.
I wonder what
pick
you're
you
going to grab then.
Yeah. Hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later.
Everyone had them in the 70s and 80s. These people all got one.
I 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 got a Mr. Microphone and I love it.
They all had them.
I got a Mr. Microphone and I love it.
But I've heard today that there was a follow-up advert from 1981, and this one is even more wrong, OK? Right, this girl is talking about Ronco's Mr. Microphone, right? Mm. Have you ever heard this phrase used by anybody before? Ronco's Mr. Microphone is twitching. Have you ever... That's twitching, that is. That new Futureheads track is twitching. And it's coming next on Radio 1. These kids love it.
This microphone is really hot.
It's cool.
It's hot.
It's cool. It's cool. It's hot. Even this bloke who's a tennis umpire, he loves it too. Doesn't he? Go.
Love 30, and I love my Mr. Microphone.
You see, he's there at Wimbledon or wherever he was, and he's got one as well. He's using it as an umpire at Wimbledon.
In a professional capacity.
In a professional capacity. Because don't forget, musicians use it too.
Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
No, they don't. This girl's got one for her birthday. Listen.
Another Mr. Microphone! It's fantastic!
Yeah. And this is even more wrong, okay? There's a kid on a bike, okay? And he's got a Mr. Microphone.
Hey, good looking, I'll be back to pick you up later!
That's horrible!
Oh, hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later!
I can cope with that, but not this one.
Hey, good looking, I'll be back to pick you up later!
Ew.
Bernice, what do you want for Christmas?
What else, Georgie? Mr. Microphones by Ronco.
We've got to get one.
That's so wrong.
Horrible, isn't it?
Hey, looking on back, pick you up later.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hot chip and ready for the floor on Radio 1. Claire in Chelmsford's been on. It's called voyeurism. You perv Scott, you need locking up. How did you know that it's trained on a bedroom window if it's not yours? Well, it's because I looked through it for the first time last night. It's been there a couple of 3 weeks now. I've not really done anything about it. Why does no one believe it's not me?
Somebody also says mother, she must be so ashamed. She's brought you up so well.
Why does everyone think that it's my telescope? Because it blatantly isn't.
Well, who else is it going to be?
I think the cleaner.
What, so when you've gone out to work, she gets herself a gin and tonic, lights a fag in her apron
and
her gloves, and she goes, oh, do you know what, I'll just set up a telescope and have a look at the neighbours.
Cleans my toilet with my toothbrush, and then just has a look through the telescope. I don't know, but it's not mine.
Right.
Blatant diversion tactics, Mills. We're shocked. From Kelly in Watford. Is there a glove next to the telescope? Yeah, very funny. Thanks for that. There's several of those. Cheers. I expect to see you on the Sky at Night with Patrick Moore sometime. From Lee in Staffordshire. And I quite like it that you just said Scott's flatmate's girlfriend is quite into astrology. She says she's got a telescope. Yes, I enjoyed that too. Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people in the same position. My wife loves to sing also, but she can't. So I paid for singing lessons for her, and the singing tutor told her after the first lesson to save her money. There was no hope at all. So it's not just Alfie. So imagine what's happened now, right? Alfie has been honest with her. He's told the truth, and he said, you're a bit rubbish, really. Then one day, you know, Alfie's gone out of the house to go to the shop or whatever. The door goes.
Hello.
Hello, I'm the plumber. I've come to fix your pipes.
Oh, come on in.
Yes.
Oh, do you want me to sing a song for you while you're doing your work?
Oh, yes, you're a singer. I would love that, yes.
I'll just put some music on.
Okay.
I just want your kiss, boy, pumpkin soup.
These pipes are broken.
I'm so bitter. This is my face. Have a cup of tea.
Wow, that is amazing. You're such a good singer.
Really? Do you like it?
Yes, the pipes can wait. You see, that's the problem.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I remember now. Thank you for reminding me. It's good that you remind me what we talk about, because I can't actually remember. It was somebody in the Air Force. It was around Christmas time. Remember when we were talking about, do I invite my cleaner around for Christmas dinner? Because she's going to be on her own. And somebody in the Air Force rang up and they wanted to know what was going on with my cleaner, what the latest storm it was, because they'd been away in Iraq. And I was quite impressed, if I remember, that in, you know, in the Top Gun locker room, they were talking about this show with somebody called Goose. So I thought that was quite nice. Now then, moving on from the Forces sweetheart thing, a nice lady from the army has sent an email saying, you said you wanted to do your show to entertain the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and she's the person off the army that can make that happen. So, if anyone's up for it, put your hands in the air. Who's up for doing this show for an actual war zone? One that doesn't speak.
Oh.
Oh.
You don't know.
Oh, okay, he's wobbling.
He's wobbling. He's twitching.
He's twitching. He's twitching. Okay, that was kind of half up and half down, that hand. Laura.
Hell yes.
Yeah?
You can be like, what's his face off
EastEnders? Ross Kemp.
Ross Kemp. Kemp.
That's me. Ross Kemp. I could be, yeah. Scott Kemp goes to Afghanistan. Scott Mills in Afghanistan. I love that.
Yeah.
So, Iraq or Afghanistan, are we up for it? To do the Scott Mills show from a war zone.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Where's your sense of adventure, one that doesn't speak? I could be Forces sweetheart in no time. Move over, Nell McAndrew.
There's loads of men.
Yes, there are, Laura, you're right. It's also quite dangerous, but they do it, so why shouldn't we? I really need to have a chat with the one that doesn't speak about this, because he's kind of in charge and he doesn't look so sure.
Can you imagine the forms he's going to have to fill in?
I know, it's a lot of forms.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott. It's 5 to 5. Yeah, loads of people are sending me the Hawaii chair advert. I've seen that. I want one. I've seen the ad and I want one. You can't get them on any of the shopping channels here. Have a look at the Hawaii chair if you've not on Google. It is amazing. Megan's been on from Canada. We can order the chair to Canada. Do you seriously want one? Yes, Megan. More than anything. Afternoon treats, listening to you in Atlanta. This is from Rachel. Heard your plight over the hula chair. I'll be in London on the 26th and can try to help you out. Not sure I get it in my luggage, but I'll be willing to give it a shot. Now, it's too big to get in the luggage. I need to get it, like, properly sent over. It won't fit in a holdall. It's big.
Does it, like, dismantle or anything?
I don't know, maybe. It looks like it might.
It's like flat pack.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Jack here.
Hi, Jack, where are you today?
I'm just on the A1 on the way home, pulled over, of course.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, my girlfriend's in America at the minute, and she gets back on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I could try to ring her and try and get her to bring one back for you.
Would you?
I would, yeah.
How's she going to get it back, though?
Well, I could try and get her to buy it over there and then post it back. If they don't post it from the shop, they sell it.
That would be good, because I went onto the HawaiiChair.com website earlier, not that I'm obsessed with this, and they only deliver to Canada, the United States, and Vietnam, randomly. So, if you could do that for me, just keep in touch and let me know, yeah?
I could certainly try for you.
I can lose weight and do the show at the same time. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
And I don't mind paying for it, but you'd have to do me a favour back.
Well, we can discuss that off the air, Jack. Thanks very much. Yeah, I definitely want one. I tell you, we keep finding these inventions, but then we don't ever buy them. Do
you
we?
Never buy them. You say you're going to, but you never actually follow through.
Do you remember we had Gaylord, the toy dog? We never got one of them either, did we?
Gaylord! Gaylord!
Gaylord, you look kind of crazy, you look kind of lazy. See what he'll do. Gaylord, when you pull his leash, he'll walkety-walkety-walk.
Gaylord, the pup, is full of tricks. Watch. Back up, Gaylord. Attaboy. Now climb, Gaylord. Up. Up. Now fetch your bowl. Got it. Good boy, Gaylord.
Gaylord, you look kind of crazy. You look kind of lazy. See what he'll do. Gaylord, when you pull his leash, he'll walkety-walkety-walk.
Gaylord comes with a bone of his own. He's a wonderful toy. He's ideal.
Gaylord, when you pull his leash, he'll walkety-walkety-walk with you.
Yes, yes. I love that. We need to get that.
Gaylord's twitching.
Back up, Gaylord.
Gaylord's twitching. I really like that.
I forgot how good it was.
It's really good.
Mr. Microphone is twitching.
Anyway, thank you very much to Jack and his girlfriend. In no time at all, I'm going to be pretending I'm in Hawaii with the hula hula motion of the Hawaii chair as I do this show. I want to do the whole show in the Hawaii chair. Radio 1. Have a look at the website and you'll see just how amazing it is, because it's so discreet. You can just use it in everyday situations, in the office. You can just like sit by the fire at night time and just
have a hot cup of tea.
Hot cup of tea.
Do you type in?
You won't spill it.
Have you ever thought about the eventuality that everybody brings you back a Hawaii chair?
There is that.
Everybody in the office upstairs could have one.
Yeah, we could have a whole office. All the Radio 1 office could have Hawaii chairs. Let me know if you are going to bring me back one. Seriously, I will pay you and everything, but I really want one in my life. You don't understand how much.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, so nobody believes me that it's not my telescope, but that's fine.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. No, I do. There is a telescope on my landing. It's not mine. But, I mean, if you've got a telescope, right, and there must be loads of people that have got them, because you can buy them in Argos and everything. Apparently.
Well, how far can you see with it? Can you see quite close up with it?
Yeah, really close.
And is the range quite good?
Yeah. I only looked last night.
Once?
Yeah, yeah.
You spent quite a long time with it.
No, you can get quite close with it, yeah. Anyway.
Any neighbours worth looking at?
Pardon?
Are there any neighbours worth looking at?
There wasn't anybody in when I looked. surely people don't just use them for looking at, you know, stars and stuff. I mean, there's loads of people with telescopes now. Yeah. And after a while, it's like, yeah, there's those dots in the sky again. It must get a little bit dull, surely. Mm. Right, so be honest, right? If you've got a telescope now, do you use it for other things other than looking at the stars? Let me know on 81199.
Do you use it for, like, neighbourhood watch? Just in
do
case
I use it?
Yeah, somebody's being murdered. Or
isn't there some, like, Alfred Hitchcock film, what's it called, Rear Window or something? It's always on. And there's a bloke in a wheelchair who's got a telescope and doesn't have much to do, so just kind of, like, spies on people all the time.
Is that you pretending to be him?
No. Why would I pretend to be somebody from an Alfred Hitchcock film, you weirdo?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Radio 1, it's 5:42. Jan's been on saying my husband's on a 6-month tour in Afghanistan. They do need some serious cheering up. Do it. And Katie's been on as well saying my sister's being deployed to Afghanistan later this year. I'm sure she'd love you to go out and entertain them. Not enough male forces, sweethearts, for the ladies out there. Cheers, Katie from Edinburgh. Is it really what they want, though? To be honest, they're doing a hard enough job as it is, kind of putting their lives on the line every single day. Do they really need us turning up and doing a show, looking a bit nervous, and generally getting in the way? I don't know.
I think they'd like it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'm up for supporting the troops in whatever way possible, because they do an amazing job. However, I'm not sure us turning up and doing a radio show is the way. But if the troops want us to do it, then I think we should do it. What do you think?
I'm in.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.